You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 6:45. Invasive plants are a menace to native species and the deer, birds, and other wildlife that inhabit White Clay Creek State Park near Newark, Delaware. But a group of volunteers is dedicated to the huge task of removing the encroaching threats to the popular nature and recreation area. WHYY's Chris Barish recently tromped through the woods with them.
Terry Tipping huddles with her troops in the parking lot. The dozen men and women are wearing long pants and thick gloves and wielding shears and other tools. One guy shoulders a pickaxe. Another asks what they are pulling this morning.
Game plan is same area as last week. We'll hit a wineberry area, and we're trying to keep the edge clean because of all of the seedlings planting. We're trying to help preserve those. We need some rain, but let's at least clear the multiflora and wineberry from the edge.
The group hoofs it to a dense woods of the park's Judge Morris Estate area with a single mission, clearing invasive plant species that have overtaken sections of the park to the detriment of the native plants and the birds, deer, squirrels, salamanders, bugs, and other creatures that live there. The typical invader is from Europe or Asia and was brought here for landscaping uses. Once in the forest, the volunteers spread out. One is Peter Sanger.
I'm a retired ceramic artist. I'm more of a restoration forester anymore.
Sanger snaps a plant from the earth.
This is a wineberry. You can tell by the fuzzy red hairs on the stem. It's an Asian invader. It's got delicious berries. It's part of the problem. It's so good to eat. The birds love this stuff. The problem is the fat content and the invasive berries isn't as good as the native ones, so the food value is less.
Plus, it's not good for baby birds.
The caterpillars and the bugs don't like to eat the invaders, which means that the mama birds have fewer caterpillars to feed to their babies. And it's the caterpillars that are full, you know, lots of calories, and they're nice and soft.
While a deer nibbling on wineberry all day is the equivalent of a human living off candy bars, some invasive plants aren't appetizing at all to insects, snakes, or mammals. And that's no good either.
There's no insect chews. The deer are not touching these plants. So we know that it's not providing any food for the critters. So we're hoping that by removing these, it can then give the natives an opportunity to come back. And that would provide the food for the insects and the deer and the birds.
The laborious project began 4 years ago with Tipping and a few other park lovers. There's now dozens of helpers on the roster. They meet Thursday and Sunday morning for 2 hours. Tipping says the project is even more critical now because volunteers planted 4,000 seedlings that need time and space to grow and prosper. One enthusiastic volunteer is Mike Saprina. He's the dude with the pickaxe and a t-shirt emblazoned with these fighting words.
I kill plants so others will thrive.
He admits it's challenging in a sea of green plants to distinguish invaders from natives.
And we discovered a couple years ago that some of the viburnum that we thought was the bad viburnum was actually a good viburnum. And so we had a hard time making sure we were not pulling the wrong ones. So that's all part of the education.
Tipping has a ready answer for non-park users who ask about the value of removing plants that are spreading naturally, regardless of their origin.
If the birds don't have the insects to eat and the nutritious berries to eat, then, you know, even your non-nature lovers seem to notice the decline in birds and things.
For Sanger, clearing the brush and the weeds is simply a worthwhile labor of love.
So you can sort of give back. And doing this kind of work, it's addition by subtraction. You're taking material out and you're helping the forest by getting rid of the freeloaders who are overriding the top and taking the resources, taking the sunlight, taking the water.
Tipping referenced Greek mythology when asked if all the sweat and toil is paying dividends at the 500-acre Judge Morris swath of the park.
It's just a Sisyphean task. We're just constantly going to be battling these and to see if it makes a difference eventually.
The state legislature recently passed a law that makes it illegal to sell, import, or plant invasive species. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.